Here we go. Friday, June 4th, 2021. Blowing the dust off this one. We have a CrossFit Games Open workout that took place in 2014. And it's always just kind of stuck in my mind. So, let's enjoy it. Let's dive right in. CrossFit Games Open Workout 14.4. AMRAP 14 minutes of, forgot the of there, 60 calories on the rower, 50 toes to bar, that's a fun set, 40 wall ball shots, 30 power cleans, and 20 ring muscle-ups. That's one round. The wall ball shot is with a 20-pound ball for men, 14-pound ball for women, traditionally thrown to a 10-foot target for men, 9-foot target for women. The power cleans, 135 barbell for men, 95-pound barbell for women. So if you're unfamiliar with the AMRAP method of training, you do this as many rounds as you can in the time stated. So in a 14-minute window, you're either going to try to make it as far as you can before time expires of 60 calories rowing, 50 toes to bar, 40 wall ball shots, 30 power cleans, 20 ring muscle-ups. If you're somewhere in there and the clock hits 14 minutes, your workout's over, wherever that is. You note the total number of repetitions that you achieved, and that's your score. If you get all the way through that and you finish that 20th ring muscle-up and there's still time remaining, you start back over at the beginning. You get back on the rower, and you start rowing again. If you get off the rower, you get back onto the toes to bar, and you just get as far as you can in 14 minutes. A beautiful, challenging, tough workout with a tremendous amount of interference. You're rowing, driving with the legs, pulling the chain towards your chest, lower body, upper body, lungs. Then you're pulling with the toes to bar. Then you get the wall ball shot, below parallel, arms overhead. Then you're onto the power clean, need your legs, need your midline, need hip drive. It's a very similar component to the rowing for calories. Of course, you also had a lot of grip on the toes to bar as well. You finish all that up, you've got a set of 20 ring muscle-ups left for you. A challenging, gorgeous, tough workout that, again, is always stuck in my head. You need lungs, you need some barbell capacity, you need gymnastics capacity. It's a great one. If you don't have a rower, you're going to do it on a bike or a ski erg or something else, we've got the calorie conversions for you. If you have to run, check out the limited equipment. We've got videos showing rowing, toes to bar, wall balls, power cleans, ring muscle-ups. Obviously, none of this needs to be done unbroken. Ideally, you don't break up the row. You choose a pace that you can keep going. But very few people are going to get 50 toes to bar unbroken. There's some people out there for sure that'll get the 40 wall ball shots, but it's not necessary, especially after rowing and doing the toes to bar. And same deal. Power cleans are not expected by a long shot to be unbroken, and neither are the ring muscle-ups. So biting this stuff after you get off the rower, breaking up all of these movements into smaller sets with short controlled rest and just keeping your cycle rate moving forward is probably a very intelligent way to do this. If you want to see if maybe scaling is a good idea, you can pay attention to some of the goal times today, or goal reps, I should say. Super Fitness Robot reps, men, 185 reps or more, women, 180 or more. That's data from Beyond the Whiteboard. More likely, men, 175 reps, women, 159 repetitions. You can kind of reverse engineer that, decide where you're going to be in the workout, think it's realistic for you to get there in a 14-minute time frame, and then go ahead and adjust as needed. Scaled option today, still an AMRAP in 14 minutes of a 60-calorie row, but then we have 50 hanging knee raises or sit-ups in place of the toes to bar. Still 40 wall ball shots, but we lowered the loading, 14-pound ball for men, 10-pound ball for women, and of course you can lower the height as well, maybe a 9-foot target for men, 8 for women, or even lower if need be. 30 power cleans, lowered the weight, 95 pounds for men, 65 for women, and then 20 low ring muscle-ups, using as much feet as needed, chest-to-bar pull-ups, chin-over-bar pull-ups, or ring rows. So wherever you are, we've got something to make it work for you. And we've got videos showing all of those movements. Hanging knee raises, ab mat sit-ups, the lowering muscle-ups, kipping chest to bar, chin over bar, how to get a pull-up in case you don't have one, and ring rows. Ooh, here we go. The limited equipment option. AMRAP in 14 minutes of, a 600 meter run, 50 toes to bar, 10 one-arm dumbbell thrusters, that's just using a single dumbbell with the left arm, then 10 one-arm dumbbell thrusters with the right arm, a single dumbbell, we're thinking one 50-pounder for the men and one 35-pounder for the women, then 30 dumbbell power cleans, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, followed by 20 lowering muscle-ups. That's going to get the job done. We have a video showing the dumbbell thruster and the dumbbell power clean. Please keep in mind, the video of the dumbbell thruster is the classic dumbbell thruster. It shows a dumbbell in each arm, but we're just doing one arm today. So you're not even going to have the second dumbbell racked. That dumbbell's on the ground. So you're just going to have one dumbbell in the arm that's doing the work. That's how we're going to do the thruster. No equipment workout today. AMRAP in 14 minutes of a 600-meter run, 50 V-ups, 40 jumping air squats, and 30 burpees. And we have a video showing the V-up as well as the burpee. Accessory work, optional as always. This puts a grin on my face. I hope that you like it because most people are not going to make it through the ring muscle-ups on this workout. It's just not, okay? It's a very challenging workout and designed to be so. So the accessory work is just chopping the workout in half, basically, and now instead of making it an AMRAP, doing it for time and just going through this set of work as quick as you can. So the accessory work, optional as always, for time, 20 or 15 calories for men or women, 20 calories or 15 calories rowing, immediately into 15 toes to bar, 20 wall ball shots, 15 power cleans, 10 ring muscle-ups. That is going to be a treat. 20-pound ball for the men, 14 for women, 135-pound barbell for men, 95-pound barbell for women. The other part of the optional accessory work is an either-or. So either barbell bent over rows or one-arm dumbbell rows, accomplishing the same overall movement, one using a barbell, one using a dumbbell. Both have videos attached. If you have access to both those pieces of equipment, I'm always a fan of doing the unilateral work, and I would personally grab the dumbbells. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the leg, glute stretch, pec stretch laying on your side, and then a cobra stretch for the old abs, each of those holding about 1 to 2 minutes, and all of those are accompanied by a video. Hope you enjoyed that trip down memory lane with a CrossFit Games open workout from all the way back in 2014, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Saturday's workout.